Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. After 4 weeks in a row of rehearsal recordings, we are finally back to the regular Tuesday night performance show of Bob Hope. This week's episode is the 130th episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, with his special guest star, Madeline Carroll. The show originally aired on December 23rd, 1941. A historical note here, this is the first episode that we have after the attack on Pearl Harbor, which happened on December 7th, 1941. Congress quickly declared war on Japan after that. So in this show, you'll notice the war references. Also, being aired on December 23rd, 1941, it is a Christmas show. Merry Christmas in February.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
We'll soon come down the stack. Till he gets there, we hit the air, and Bob Hope sends a crack.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Christmas Tree Hope telling you to use Pepsodent, and your teeth will be evergreens. Well, I'm tired tonight. I've been wrapping packages all day. Every year, I like to send away the product that California produces most of that year. One year I sent away oranges, another year lemons. But this year I'm having a little trouble. How do you wrap up a Douglas bomber? And I've been wrapping packages. And yesterday I went to the post office to mail some packages. What a line. Believe it or not, just standing in line, I passed my own house twice. I never saw a line that long before. I had a package I wanted to mail to a friend of mine in Boston. And by the time I walked to the end of the line, I handed it to him. And what mobs there are in the post office. For a half an hour, I ran around yelling blackout before I discovered somebody had shoved my head into an inkwell. What a mix-up in that post office. One fellow walked in with a package under his left arm. After he got waited on, he walked out with a package under his chin, and his left arm was on its way to Kansas City. And boy, did that mob shove you around. I stuck out my tongue to lick a stamp, and I washed three windows before I could get it back. And I saw a little kid scrawling on a piece of paper. I said, writing letters to Santa Claus? And he said, nope, I'm writing to Governor Olson. What does he mean, closing Santa Anita? So I said, what are you so sore about? He said, well, my mother's out of a job. She was one of Crosby's jockeys. And on the post office wall, there was a picture of Uncle Sam pointing his finger at you, saying, Uncle Sam wants you. And the crowd was shoving so hard, Uncle Sam is now saying it while sucking his thumb. But you know, Christmas is so exciting, and you should see the Christmas trees on Hollywood Boulevard today. They floated down from the Yukon. I love Christmas trees. This year, I decided to dig up my own tree, roots and all, and boy, did I dig deep. I dug down so deep that twice I ran into Dick Tracy chasing the mole. I finally bought a nice tree, and I tied my tree on my car with the bottom sticking out in front of the radiator, and then I drove down Hollywood Boulevard. I heard somebody yell, don't cross the street, Mamie. Now they're using battering rams. But it's wonderful here in California. 5 years ago, I planted a little seed for a fir tree in my yard, and now I can look out of my window anytime and see the gopher that ate it. But my tree looks pretty this year. I wanted to fix an ornament on top of the tree, so I bent it way down and told Skinny Ennis to hold it. It took us a half hour to scrape him off the ceiling. And I set up the electric trains for my little nephew under the tree before I went to bed. I walked in and turned them on in the dark. Then I accidentally stepped on the electric tracks with my bare feet. I was finally brought down by the 4th Interceptor Command. But you know, there's one man in this program who knows all about wrapping and mailing packages for Christmas. Oh, Professor Colonna, come here.
Coming.
Christmas seals. Professor, this is the gay Yuletide season. You know, you look as though you've been down in the dumps.
Gad, he knows where his present is coming from.
No, really, Colonna, you seem to look a trifle sad tonight.
Yes, you see, it's Jim. He never brings me pretty flowers. But I'll go on carrying the torch for Jim.
Colonna, you fool, you're both men, so how can you carry the torch for Jim?
Why not? He's a plumber.
Well, Professor, tell us something about Christmas in Hollywood.
All right. You know, people in Hollywood take everything for granted. For instance, every night for weeks now, Santa Claus has been riding up and down Hollywood Boulevard. Hope you yourself have seen Santa riding up and down Hollywood Boulevard. But do you know why he keeps riding up and down the boulevard night after night?
No, why?
Can't find parking space.
Well, come, Professor. Let's tell the folks the proper way to wrap a Christmas gift. Now, folks, we have a couple of mailbags right up here at the microphone.
Speak for yourself, Hope.
Colonna, this is the end.
Stick around. It may be a double feature. Gosh, Hope, I can hardly wait till I see Santa riding in his sleigh Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. He'll ride his reindeer down from the clouds. Then Santa will stop his sleigh on my roof. He'll climb down the chimney. Then he'll climb a little further down my chimney. Now he's just a few more feet to go, and he'll be at the bottom of my chimney.
Ow!
I should have put the fire out.
Did you ever hear the saying, truth is stranger than fiction? Well, here's the truth. Six sets of identical twins started a tooth powder test several weeks ago. One twin in each set used Pepsodent. The other twin used any other tooth powder she wanted. They brushed their teeth alike. They brushed the same number of times. They did everything alike. The only difference was that one used Pepsodent and one didn't. And what do you suppose happened? After a couple of weeks, even total strangers could tell which twin used Pepsodent. Her teeth were so much brighter. But here's what one set of twins had to say.
Well, I'm Lucille Usack of Chicago, one of the lucky twins who used Pepsodent. My sister Lorraine used another well-known brand, and it was just like wearing nameplates. Pepsodent made my teeth so much brighter that people said they could tell us apart by our teeth. Well, I never dreamed there was that much difference in tooth powder.
You bet there is, Lucille. Laboratories have proved, and you yourself have seen the evidence, that Pepsodent tooth powder can produce a luster on teeth twice as bright as the average of all other leading brands. Twice as bright, mind you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that ought to be a guide for you when you buy a tooth powder. Get Pepsodent tooth powder tonight at your nearest drug counter. Remember, independent laboratory tests found no other dentifrice that could match the luster produced by Pepsodent. So be sure you ask for Pepsodent tooth powder, and you'll soon see how really bright your teeth can be.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Francis Langford singing Winter Wonderland with a six hits in the Met. All right, Francis.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hey, bells ring, are you listening in the land? Beautiful sight, happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. new bird, singing a song, we go along
with a
winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He would say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland.
That was Francis Langford and the Six Hits and the Mists singing Winter Wonderland. Ladies and gentlemen, we members of the cast of this show have been wondering for a long time what we should give Bob Hope for Christmas. Of course, we could give him the same thing he gave us, but he's already got an autographed picture of Bob Hope. So tonight, we've got a real surprise for Bob. Something Bob has always really wanted. Something I'm sure any man would be glad to find in his Christmas stocking. And here she is. One of Hollywood's most glamorous stars, currently seen in Paramount's Bahama Passage, Miss Madeline Carroll.
Goodness, but you're big, aren't you?
Yes, I am rather tall and muscular.
No, I like big, strong men like you. I think that...
Pardon me, Madeline. Madeline, honey.
Quiet, shorty.
You know, I could go for you, Miss Carroll.
Oh, Ben, call me mad.
Call me mad, too.
You know, that was a lovely speech you made, Ben, when you introduced me before. Would you like to find me in your Christmas stocking?
Look at that size of that foot. He could get the Andrews sisters in there. With her agent.
Oh, what are you burning up about, Bob? I bet you're going to use this as an excuse to give me some crummy little present this year.
As far as you're concerned, Gage, this Christmas you can call me Jim.
As I was saying, Madeline, I could go for you. There's something about you, a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yes, and you have that sang froid, that air so comme il faut. Vous êtes un vrai gentleman.
Vous êtes une femme fatale.
Et vous êtes très intéressant.
Where does an alien go to register?
Oh, pay no attention to him, Ben. Tell me, how did you get that lovely wave in your hair?
Why, Maddie, that wave is perfectly natural.
Natural, he says. He stays up all night running a hot egg beater through it.
Now, Madeline, on behalf of the entire cast, I want to welcome you to the Pepsodent program.
Well, Ben, it's a great pleasure for me to be here.
And, Madeline, I know there's only one person on this program you really want to meet.
Hurry up. Get to the point, will you, boy?
The most sought-after man in Hollywood. Women swoon at the sight of him. That romantic Romeo, that handsome brute.
If this is me, let's not be ridiculous.
Hollywood's great lover, Skinny Ennis.
All right, Ben, you've had your joke. You can go now.
Madeline, do you want me to leave?
Ben, stop passing the buck.
It's my salary, and I'll do whatever I want with it.
You better shut up, Redwood. You know, Madeline, Ben's working for the government now.
He's working for the government?
Yeah, he stands on top of Lookout Mountain with a fly swatter in each hand and knocks Japanese planes out of the sky.
Are you doing anything for defense?
Oh, sure. I'm a fire warden.
Oh, what are your duties?
Well, I see that the marshmallows don't get too hot. Gage, what are you still hanging around for?
Oh, every time a girl comes on this program, I have to beat it. Well, I ain't tonight, see? I'm going to talk to Madeline as long as I want, and you ain't going to stop me.
Why, Bob, what happened to Ben?
Last week, he read the Bill of Rights. Come on now, Ben, scram.
Bob, you're being unfair. After all, the gang and I got Madeline down here as a Christmas present to you.
Oh, you did? Have you arranged for Madeline's salary, too?
Sure. We're all going to chip in as soon as you pay us.
I guess I'll have to dream the rest.
You'll get paid, Madeline, and being that you're English, your salary for tonight will be £1,000.
£1,000? No, Bob, I couldn't take it.
Gee, that's a shame, and after I had all the Pepsodent weighed out, too.
Ben mentioned Skinny Ennis before. I don't see him around. Where is he?
Oh, the government asked us to keep Skinny hidden. They're afraid he might give the Japs confidence. You know, Madeline, Skinny's very war conscious. I know he's too modest to admit this, but yesterday he wanted to do his bit, so he volunteered as a blood donor. Yesterday he went to the hospital to give a pint of his blood.
Oh, thrilling. What happened?
They gave him a quart. I'll call him. Hey, Skin.
Yeah, Bob.
Skinny, this is Madeline Carroll.
Madeline,
he was cute while he lasted.
Oh, come on, get up and go away, Skinny. Madeline doesn't want to be bothered with you.
Is that so? Listen here, son. You may not realize it, but you're talking to Romeo Innes, the Cucamonga Casanova. Hey, Madeline, come in.
Yes, sir?
Throw your arms around me and hold me tight and hug me, gal. Come in.
Yes, sir. Well, go on.
What a time for my Wheaties to give out. Well, I'll see you later.
Optimist. Well, Madeline. Well, Madeline, here we are alone.
Yes, Bob. We're alone.
Yep. Well, you want to shoot some pool? Oh, by the way, Maddie, I meant to ask you, how'd you like the Christmas present I sent you?
Well, the gift you sent me puzzled me, Bob. I had some friends over at the house when I opened it, and they were puzzled by it, too.
Why, Madeline, that was a picture of me.
Hmm? And all night long we kept playing, trying to pin the tail on it. But seriously, Bob, I think you're quite handsome, and I love working with you in our new picture.
Oh, do you mean it, Maddie?
Certainly. I'm very happy with you as my leading man. Gosh, I made pictures with Gary Cooper, Brian Ahern, Robert Preston, and Fred McMurray. But sometimes a girl gets tired of appearing with actors.
Wait a minute, Madeline. Now, people have told me that I'm an actor of the first water.
Bob, in Hollywood, that's just a polite way of saying you're a drip. Oh, but I really do like working with you. Yeah, I remember the first day on the set when we were introduced. You became so red and confused.
Well, I'm still a child at heart. Sometimes I wish I was living a simple life once again, enjoying the simple pleasures like killing grasshoppers with a loaded yo-yo. Wait, how about having dinner with me tonight, Maddie?
Well, I'd like to, Bob, but I'm hungry.
Listen, Maddie, I don't have to beg you for dates. I've already got a heavy date for tonight. You know Hedy Lamarr?
Hedy? Certainly. We're going to Ciro's together tonight.
Oh. Well, do you know Lana Turner?
Lana, of course. She's at our party at Ciro's, too.
Oh. Well, on your way to Ciro's with Hedy and Lana, if you should pass McDonald's Drive and you'll find me there with Mae Robeson. Thank you, Madeline. And she'll be back with us in a few minutes, folks. And here back again, we have vitamin D1 with legs. With Freddie Huckman.
There was Jumpin' Jack playing piggyback with the Big Bear family. And the Popeye clown popping up and down at the Toy Town Jamboree. Little crying doll didn't cry at all, but she danced so merrily. With her pride and joy, little soldier boy at the Toy Town Jamboree. Jackie Horner in his corner forgot about his pie. And Donald Duck started in the truck when Little Boy Blue Blue Swingaroo. Every day you know there's a brand new show. Better take a tip from me. You'll be more than proud if you join the crowd. It's Toy Town! Yeah.
crazy cat in her Sunday hat went to town in ecstasy. Did the Tom with Sweetie Tom at the toy time jamboree. Crying doll didn't cry at all, but she danced so merrily. Bunny Bug did the bunny hug at the toy time jamboree. At the toy time jamboree.
Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, rejoiced as he let the band rip right. Was feeling mighty good. Started to peck in a deck by her.
Ra-ha, ra-ha.
Little Mickey Mouse really took the house when he sang all around with me. We'd be more than proud if you joined the crowd. That's the toy time jamboree.
Oh, you got it. Stuff with her, she's sleepy. That was Betty Hutton and our six hits and a miss singing Toyland Jamboree. Larry, into the office.
The Pepsodent Company and its entire organization wishes you the happiness of a fine old-fashioned Christmas. That kind of Christmas that is traditional with America, with laughter, good fellowship, and joyous celebration. We hope that every Christmas in the years to come will be the kind we have always known. Let's work to make it that way. You can help preserve this traditional spirit of Christmas for future America by helping our country now. Buy defense bonds and stamps. Buy all you can, whether it's a dime, a quarter, or $1,000. And here's a suggestion. If you haven't already completed your Christmas gift list, give a defense bond or a book of defense stamps. Get defense bonds at your bank or post office. Get defense stamps from your local retailer or your newsboy. Buy defense bonds and stamps this Christmas so that we may be able to celebrate next Christmas.
Hello, all you boys and girls. This is good old Santa Claus speaking to you from the North Pole. I've just received a letter from Bob Hope telling me what he wants for Christmas. How do you like that? Madeline Carroll is paying him a visit, and he wants electric trains. Now, let's see what else his letter says. But anyway, Santa, don't forget to bring me lots of presents. When you get to Hollywood, you can't miss my house because my initials are all... My real name is Filbert H. Albert, so look for the letters F-H-A. I'm throwing a big party for Madeline Carroll, so don't be late. Oh, I better hurry. I'll start up my reindeer. Up, Dancer! Up, Prancer. Up, Phil Murray. Up, William Green. Up, John L. Lewis. All pulled together now. We're off for Bob Hope's Christmas party.
Say, Maddie, don't you think it was swell of me to invite the whole gang over to my house for a Christmas party this year?
Yes, Bob. And I think 35 cents is very reasonable.
Madeline, come over here and sit down, huh?
Bob, I don't like that smile on your face. You've got that come-hither look in your nose.
Oh, Madeline, why do you avoid me like this? Am I perchance unattractive?
Of course not, Bob. Why, I think you're one of the handsomest men in Hollywood.
What makes you say that? My eyes, my lips, or my profile?
My script.
Oh, all right, then. Let's finish decorating the house for the party. I'll turn on all the lights in the tree. Now, Maddie, here, you hold these wires.
Oh, Bob, be careful now.
Oh, I know all about electricity. I once went to an electrical school. Of course, I never got a diploma.
Hello, is Hope there?
Speaking.
Glad to meet you speaking. Is Hope there?
This is him.
Him? What happened to Speaky?
Listen, Kelowna, this is Hope speaking.
Oh, Hope speaking. I knew your brother, the baseball player, Tris speaking.
Look, Professor, this is Bob Hope.
Oh, say, Hope, are you in your living room all alone with Madeline Carroll?
That's right.
Are the lights low and is Madeline sitting close to you?
That's right.
And you, like a dope, waste your time on the telephone.
Listen, Professor, I sent you out to buy Christmas presents.
Say, Hope, would a $1,000 defense bond be a nice present to give somebody?
Oh, a $1,000 defense bond would be wonderful.
Well, me be down here with a fishing pole and a long line.
Where are you, Kelowna?
on the roof of the Bank of America.
Colonna, only a moron would say the things you say.
Ah, yes, and only an idiot would pay me for saying them.
Well, look, I think I see some of your guests arriving.
Yeah.
Hiya,
people.
Yeah. Hiya, Stan.
Hey, hello, Bob. Look who I brought with me. Betty Hutt. Boy, what a walk we had getting here. Now, put me down, Betty.
Well, come on in, everybody. Welcome to my party. Open house. Step inside here. Come on. Skinny, you put a slug in the turnstile.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Come on, everyone. Why don't we all come in here by the Christmas tree? Isn't it beautiful?
No. Down south where I come from, my folks used to have a much prettier Christmas tree every year. Man, it was beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yep. Confederate money for tinsel and a Yankee hanging from every branch.
Hey, wonderful, Madeline.
Yes.
Say, Betty, how do you know Skinny loves you?
Well, he's always got a light in his eyes.
Well, what does that prove? I'll get there. It's all right. He's always got a light in his eyes. What does that prove?
It must prove something. He ain't a pinball machine.
Open present.
Are you really in love with him, Daddy?
Yeah, you know, there's something strong and manly about Skinny. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the way he gulps his adrenaline.
Hello?
Hello, is this Old Faithful?
Colonna, Old Faithful is a giant geyser.
I know, and you're a pretty big squirt yourself, too.
Listen, you idiot, I sent you out to do some Christmas shopping for me. Now tell me, what did you get for my little niece, Sheila?
Well, Hope, I couldn't get a talking doll for your little niece, Sheila, so I just got her a beautiful electric razor instead. I'm watching her play with it now.
Sheila! Sheila, put that electric razor down. Sheila!
Just call her Baldy.
Hello, everybody. How's the party going?
Well, Francis Langford, you come alone, Francis? Come on, dance with me.
No, I came with Ben Gates. He won't let me dance with anybody else. He's outside parking the car. Well, shall we rumble?
Well, come on, everybody. It's time to give out the Christmas presents. Francis, here's your present. This one here. Go on, unwrap it. Now open it.
Bob, what a beautiful box.
Ain't it useful? You can put anything you want in it.
By the way, Skinny, I meant to ask you, just what did Bob give you for Christmas?
Oh, he was very generous with me this year. He gave me 2 tickets to the Rose Bowl game.
He was very generous with me, too. He gave me a season pass. He gave you a season pass to Santa Anita.
Why don't we eat our plum pudding later, huh? Danny, you know what Santa Anita is. That's that big pinball machine that the government just filled. I got that out.
By the way, Madeline, did Bob give you a Christmas present?
Oh, yes. Bob gave me a wonderful present. He gave me a check for $5,000 drawn on the First National Bank of Tokyo.
I can't help it. I have a yen for it.
Get those bells. Hey, Bob, look. Bob. Isn't that Santa Claus and his sleigh passing over the roof of your house?
Well, if it isn't, some woman driver is way off the road.
Look, here comes Santa Claus down the chimney.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, thanks, Santa. And I think we ought to pass that greeting along to all our friends listening in tonight. So from the entire cast and myself, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, folks. All you people that have written in those nice cards and those letters, we haven't got all your names and addresses, so we can't send you all a Christmas card. But if we could, this would be the card we'd send. All right, Francis.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. Ma.
everybody say, huh?
The National Broadcasting Company.
Madeline Carroll was born in 1906 in England and started acting in 1928. She's probably best remembered for her role in Alfred Hitchcock's The 39 Steps in 1935. Now, she was a star before that film, but she became a superstar after it. By 1938, she was the highest paid actress in the world, earning $250,000 a year. Now, if that doesn't seem like much, remember, that was 1938. $250,000 went a lot farther back then than it does now. Madeline Carroll passed away in 1987 at the age of 81. That's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another show with Bob Hope and come back on Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com, and you can check us out at our website, www.classiccomedyotr.com. So until Friday, ponder the words of Bill Watterson, who said, "Reality continues to ruin my life."